It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. 24,000 Pentagon files were grabbed from a defense contractor in a single hacking incident in March. The Defense Department announced that Thursday. Anoop Ghosh is with the security firm Invincia. He says it's interesting that it happened in one attack, but
this has been going on for some period of time. It's not necessarily the fault of the defense industrial base. It's the technologies they have, the technologies that are deployed today, including firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and antivirus, were developed in the late 90s. And these attacks are evolving every week. So we don't have the technologies on our networks to defend against these types of attacks. It's important to note that 24,000 files, while it seems like a large number, that's just from one network. And the reality is, you know, as they say, terabytes of data are being extracted by foreign intruders. So the problem is much, much larger than 24,000 files, and that's what's the important takeaway here.
Turning to your computer, Spotify is an online music service. It's huge in Europe, and it's now available in the United States. It's getting a lot of hype. We're going to walk through it to help you decide if it's worth your time and money. Spotify has tons of music. You can search by song title, artist, genre, save songs to a playlist. There's a free ad-supported version where you get 20 songs a month. $5 gets you unlimited music. $10 gets you unlimited, plus you can play it on mobile devices. Casey Ray Hunter from the Future of Music Coalition says it socializes nicely.
You can integrate it with Facebook, which is not all that new. Facebook is trying to make everything integrate with Facebook right now. But you can see the folks, their little avatars on the side, folks that you know in your social networks, and you click on their head, and their playlist will come up. So you can start playing their playlist, or when you open it up on your mobile device, you can see it as well, and you can see your playlist. And it's very easy to just dive into somebody's music collection. It would be like going to all of your friends' houses and you know, looking at their CD racks.
So is this more about listening to music that you already like or discovering something new?
Well, there are already platforms out there that seem to be doing a tremendous job at facilitating discovery. Pandora is one. This is more like Netflix, you know, streaming on demand or something. There's recommendations, but it's using your sort of friend network as the driver of those recommendations.
More on Spotify at MarketplaceTech.org. Movies are packed with robots.
Hello, sir. I am C-3PO Human Cyborg Relations.
I'll be back.
Dr. Marek Michalowski is with the Robot Film Festival, taking place this weekend in New York.
I prefer to think of robots as kind of mirror that we hold up to ourselves, a way for us to learn about who and what we are.
So it parallels filmmaking in that the filmmakers are recreating people. They're just doing it out of metal or plastic.
Yeah, that's certainly a very interesting perspective on it. Animators especially and filmmakers in general are often creating a kind of illusion of life. What we roboticists are doing is trying to do the same kind of thing, that we want to create things that appear alive, that we can form emotional bonds with, and I think we can learn about ourselves that way.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.